My name is Sean, and today we're talking to Catherine Fielding of Goalball UK. Catherine is involved in Goalball, an all-inclusive sport featured in the 2020 Paralympics in Tokyo. Let's find out about it. Hi Catherine, would you mind just telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. I work as a development officer for Goalball UK. So Goalball UK is the national governing body for the Paralympic sport. So my day-to-day role when we're not under COVID restrictions is out and about delivering taster sessions, delivering club training sessions, officiating at tournaments, and generally helping raise awareness of the sport.
So can you tell us a little bit about Goalball in general?
Yeah, so it came about after the Second World War. A lot of soldiers were blinded. Back then, there was a lot of gases used. So whereas now, a lot of our military personnel, unfortunately, have amputations as a result of IEDs back then. There was a lot of gases. So a high level of wounded veterans, they're looking for ways to rehabilitate them. So a bit like what went on at Stoke Mandeville, Goalball began as a rehabilitation exercise that kind of evolved into a bit more of a formalised sport. And then by 1976, it was actually introduced to the Paralympic Games and has been played at the highest level by lots of teams around the world ever since. So the concept of the sport, it's three-a-side indoors, and it's played on a tactile court. So it's 18 metres by 9 metres. It doesn't matter that you can't see the lines because the lines are all tactile. So it's just a giant map that you quickly, well, first time you play, you're a bit confused by it and cling on to the nearest line for dear life. But then after that, you get used to it and use your stride length and use communication to orientate yourself. The ball is audible. So rather than tracking with your eyes, you're just tracking with your ears. And then the key feature that I've not mentioned so far is that everyone wears eye shades. So it's irrelevant what you can or can't see off court. So it doesn't matter what your level of visual impairment is or your level of sight is. Once you go onto that goalball court, you put the eye shades on and everyone's the same. So that means below international level, anybody can play. So we have sighted friends and siblings and parents, they get involved as well. In terms of international goalball, you have to have a classification, so a degree of visual impairment. But as I said, domestically, anybody can play. So it's a really, really inclusive sport.
So am I right in thinking that World Goalball Day is coming up soon?
It is, yeah. It's just been announced. It's going to be taking place on the 12th of September. We're unique, goalball. We don't have a big brother, so to speak. So you might not know a lot about, I don't know, blind football or sitting volleyball or wheelchair basketball, but you'll know about football and volleyball and basketball. So what we're trying to do is really raise awareness of the sport throughout the world. So using the power of social media and the technology, we're just try and connect people and shout from the rooftops a little bit that we're goalball, this is what it's all about, come and get involved.
Just finally then, Catherine, where can we find you on social media to learn more?
Yeah, we're at Goalball UK, so on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. That's also our website as well, so you can find out about what opportunities there are to play, to coach, to officiate, just to generally volunteer. Like any sport, we need people behind the scenes to make the sport happen. Lots and lots of opportunities. In terms of spectating, I always say it's a participation sport, not a spectator sport. I don't let people just come and watch, but obviously for our National League tournaments, it's not just a rock up and play. We have teams entered and spectators are welcome to come along to those events and watch the game and find out a bit more about it.
Great stuff. Well, Catherine, thank you very much for your time and it's been great talking to you.
No, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Catherine Fielding of Goalball UK. And if you'd like to learn more about Goalball and where events are happening near you, visit goalballuk.com or visit them on social media at goalballuk.